Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 5th, 2024. Receive the power of NASN. Question: how can we, like NASN, jump into the sea so there is no shadow of doubt? Answer: when a person looks within himself, he does not see the strength that would help him to do this. Maybe this will come in due time, but right now, he does not find the strength to say, "All who go toward the Creator, follow me," and to take such an action. We need to grow this strength in each of us and in our connection in order to do this. Then, we can feel it. Let us hope that we will be worthy of NASN's power. We must act so that each one awakens others to unite. In this way, we will overcome our egos and come to unity. This is what is called crossing the Red Sea. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 28, 2024. NASN's Jump and the Tearing of the Red Sea. Movement toward the recognition of evil. Question: how can a person discover that he desires the force of bestowal if he was born with the desire to receive, and sees only that around him? Where is an example of a permanent desire to bestow so that humanity could notice and appreciate it? Answer: of course we see that the whole world is in egoism, in the desire to receive rather than to bestow. But alongside this, we also see how egoism is constantly progressing in the world, and with it, so do pain, sorrow, and death. In other words, egoistic desires manifest themselves as a source of all sorts of problems. Therefore, people may not see a way out of them, but they understand that egoism alone is their enemy. Gradually, humanity is coming to realize that there is nothing to replace egoism, and therefore it sees no way out. However, at the very least, it understands that our nature itself leads us to such unpleasant states. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 9, 2024. Writings of Rabash: the need for an act from below. Rise above all kinds of egos. Question: what is the difference between Haman, whom we must kill because we cannot correct him, and the property Lev Ha, even the stony heart, which we also cannot correct, but should not kill? Answer: we must rise above this and above that, and ask the Creator to correct these properties in us. To kill means to stop using the desire to receive for your own sake. Question: what does it mean that Israel does not suffer through Haman, but will come to their own correction through free choice? Answer: the light that Israel can receive comes to them not through Haman, but directly from the Creator. They pass this light through themselves and through the great desire to receive, and then this light fulfills its purpose. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 25, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam: Haman from the Torah, from where? Toward coming closer to the Creator. Question: how does prayer reveal the feeling of spiritual lack to us? Answer: when we ask the Creator to draw us closer to Him and feel that He is doing so, we ask even more and see His actions even more. We must enter a state with the Creator where we are constantly demanding and He is constantly working on us. We must try to feel ourselves more and more in relation to the Creator, extract additional lack from this, and turn to the Creator with a request. Our need must be expressed in such a way as to be able to gain closeness to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 15, 2024. Writings of Rabash: Letter Number 48. The essence of restriction. Question: why does restriction occur after a person's desires are all similar to the Creator's and one is filled with the upper light? Answer: because the desire that receives the upper light feels as if it is complete, but it does not see the result of its actions. The only thing left for him that arises in his desire is to somehow interrupt his development and make a restriction on his desire so that it no longer develops. And now, from this desire, at the initiative of a person, Adam, another action arises, which is not a continuation of development, but in a sense is the opposite. In other words, a person wants to transform the desire in which he was created into a desire in which he will resemble the Creator. This is important for him. Therefore, it turns out that on the seventh day creation does not stop. After all, then there is action on the part of the person. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 21, 2024. If there is no patience in the ten. Question: if there is no patience in the ten, does it mean that the Hesaron, deficiency, will be born precisely here? Answer: yes, you must have such a great desire that you are not willing to wait. You need to reveal the Creator, the spiritual world, and yourself in it right now. Only then can you find peace. There is no need to fear that the cup of patience may overflow. We should value those states when a great desire arises within us, remember them, and try to evoke them. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 15, 2024. Writings of Rabash, Letter Number 48. Don't move forward from negative feelings. Question: how do we work with egoism and help each other? Suppose I invite friends to a meal. If I prepare a delicious meal, there is a risk that they will enjoy not the unity for which we gather, but the taste of the meal itself. Answer: we must create the most comfortable conditions to make it easier for us to come together and feel the desire to embrace each other. Therefore, the main thing is that even if you enjoy the meal, at the same time, you strive to connect with your friends. You cannot always act from negative feelings. Suppose you are pushed and run to the Creator, and then another push comes from elsewhere, and you run to the Creator again. No, that is wrong. You should see where your negative qualities manifest and correct them without waiting for blows. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 12, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. And it came to pass in the course of those many days, to the side of merit. Question: if a person has done a good deed and his cup of merit sways on the side of peace, then to preserve his right to choose between good and evil, some evil is added to him. Does this mean that recognition of evil is an endless process? Answer: no, there is an end. But before that, a little evil is added to each person because, as it is said, anyone greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. That is necessary so that a person can decide which way to tip the scales. If our ratio of good to evil is 50-50, we can make the right decision and tip ourselves and the world toward the scale of merit. Otherwise, we have no choice. We are plunged back into egoism so that there is something to work with. After all, initially, it is necessary to bring a person out of balance to see how deeply he is in evil, and then he will understand that Kabbalah recommends he correct this state. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 13, 2024. Writings of Rabash Bo, come.